This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Maybe you've seen the video, Senator Alex Padilla detained and handcuffed by federal agents after entering a press conference being hosted by Kristi Noem. To talk about all that and more, we're joined live in the studio by KCBS insider Phil Mateer and former San Francisco Mayor Willie Brown. Now, gentlemen, Mark Sandalow said something that I thought was pretty profound. He said, you could see in there what you wanted to see.
Yes. I would agree with that. And one of the questions is what does the senator want everyone to see? Because when he walked into that room and started doing that, he wanted something that was going to be seen. And he got it.
Oh, I don't know. I think he said, I'm Alex Padilla. He had a question.
I got that. But how many times have you been at a press conference where a U.S. senator walks in and just starts asking questions and interrupting the person speaking? Has that happened a lot in your career?
No, but this is Los Angeles under very unique situations.
Right, but he was looking for attention, and he got it. Whether they overreacted, whether it was proper or not, that he was there to make a statement, and he made it.
Mr. Brown, would you care to weigh in on this?
I frankly feel sorry for all of the participants in this, whether it's the senator or whether it's the people on the federal government's payroll, supposedly enforcing the law, or whether it was the people in Los Angeles who were in public safety. It's just a bad set of circumstances when you have that kind of a thing occur, and it occurs because people are not in a position to make judgments. They're simply trying to keep order, and they're trying to make sure that nobody gets out of line. A U.S. senator could very well be somebody getting out of line.
Well, I want to ask your response to this headline in the Los Angeles Times, quite provocative. Los Angeles Times opinion piece, Padilla's crime, being Mexican in a MAGA America.
That is all probably an accurate description of what the people who grabbed him saw. They did not see a U.S. senator. They saw another person that fit their mode of an illegal immigrant potentially able to do some violence. He was big enough and inappropriately dressed for a U.S. senator. You know, it was like in a movie. These people think that the senators all look like me.
Well, you're wearing a tie. He wasn't wearing a tie. I don't think that's an excuse to tackle.
He was wearing the same kind of clothes as the protesters.
Related question. We've heard the president in the last day sort of backtrack on immigrants who work in the farm fields, jobs like that, hotel workers, maybe meatpacking workers. All of that was foreseeable. So what's the deal here, right?
What you mean with his latest statements? Isn't that Trump to a T? I mean, yeah. He stands up for something until it becomes uncomfortable. Then all of a sudden he says it. I don't mean that. You know,
all of what Trump has engaged in since he and Musk started their fight is to direct attention away from that squabble into something else. And he got it when he said, I'm sending in the National Guard. Immediately, all of us redirected our attention to what he was doing rather than what he was saying. And Elon Musk got called, obviously, by somebody because he suddenly shut up as well. Pretty smart moves.
But one of the questions is, what now? And on this weekend, we're going to have this big test. We're going to have a military parade in Washington, and we're going to have demonstrations across this the country. And we're going to have the situation in Los Angeles. Mayor Brown, what do you make of all this?
I think it's playing into Trump's hands as if it's been written for a movie script on episode, period. He is orchestrating the process to keep the attention focused on him for MEGA. And that's what he's succeeding in.
Thanks, as always, gentlemen. Insider Phil Mateer and former San Francisco Mayor Willie Brown.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.